Though hundreds of thousands of people vacation along the northwest Florida coast, it's one of the few beach resort areas in the country without widespread lifeguard protection. A rash of drownings this summer has brought new attention to beach safety. Some communities say they can't afford to post lifeguards along miles of beach, so they're trying to do a better job of educating tourists about surf conditions. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
The beaches along the Florida Panhandle and stretching into Alabama are a big draw for tourists. They're famous for sugar white sand and the crystal green waters of the Gulf of Mexico.
Well, you look at this on a day like today, it's clear, emerald green water. It's beautiful, and everybody looks at it and you think, oh, it's so beautiful, and you just want to jump right in, and people don't realize that it can sometimes be dangerous.
David Greenwood is head of the lifeguards at Pensacola Beach, Florida, one of only a handful of communities along the northern Gulf Coast that puts lifeguards at public beaches. The guards check out surf conditions each morning. Today, it's calm.
Got a southwest current slowly moving to the east. It'll be a green flag today.
Green, yellow, or red flags are posted to indicate the level of risk to swimmers. It's a warning system used all along the coast. Red flags mean dangerous rip currents are present.
A rip current is a current of water that's moving away from the shoreline. Sometimes they move directly away from the shoreline. Sometimes they can move at a 30 or 45 degree angle. But it's a current of water that's pulling you away from shore.
Rip currents are blamed for 80% of the drownings in this region, which have been on the rise in the last 5 years. There have been at least 20 drowning deaths this year alone. Greenwood says drowning victims are usually exhausted swimmers who try to fight the current. The best strategy, he says, is to remain calm and go with the current, then swim parallel to the shore to break free. Even though the beaches post riptide information and fly warning flags, the message doesn't always get through. One recent morning, Cottie Wheeler and Maddie Williams, decked out in straw hats and loaded down with beach gear, arrived at Pensacola Beach when a caution flag was posted at the pier. But these visitors from Shreveport, Louisiana, weren't sure what that meant.
No, it was my first time here, you know.
It's a yellow flag. What does it mean?
Educating tourists like these is the work of a newly formed Beach Safety Alliance. Officials along a more than 100-mile stretch of coast from Gulf Shores, Alabama, to Fort Walton Beach, Florida, met this week to discuss the problem. Meteorologist Randy McKee with the National Weather Service Office in Mobile is coordinating the group.
Because we've lost more people due to rip current drownings over the past several years than we have to any other weather-related event.
Even hurricanes. The Weather Service has started experimental surf zone forecasts that predict the threat of rip currents. But even with warnings, officials agree the best solution is more lifeguards. The problem is paying for them.
Now the cities that we're here representative have enough money. Other things are more important.
Mickey Robinson is the fire chief in Orange Beach, Alabama.
Still little bitty towns on little bitty thresholds, and the city government just won't put the money out there.
Walton County, Florida doesn't have any towns and has 26 miles of coast. Beach Activities Coordinator Ken Wildy says it would cost an estimated $6 million a year to hire enough lifeguards to cover the county. Right now, sheriff's deputies patrol the beaches to warn swimmers of dangerous conditions, but people often ignore the warnings. Wildy says in one June weekend, 7 people drowned, even though they were in clear view of warning flags.
And people just went into the water and, you know, in droves in spite of the red flag. I mean, I don't understand the behavior.
The best warning system in the world can't save a swimmer in trouble, says Chris Brewster with the United States Life Saving Association. Brewster has consulted with several Panhandle counties on beach safety. He says there's a moral gap when it comes to hiring enough lifeguards to protect the growing number of vacationers in the region.
They seem to have no problem attracting tourists, but they seem unwilling to provide the level of public safety that might normally be expected in just about any ocean resort area. And when these drownings occur, they seem to just shrug and say, well, they should have seen the flags flying. And that is a really tragic and inadequate response.
Even beaches that use lifeguards report problems with risky behavior. One city has gone so far as to make it illegal to swim in the dangerous surf. At the public beach in Gulf Shores, Alabama, signs warn of steep fines or jail time if you're in the water when the red flag is flying. City Administrator Tony Rivera.
The power of a fine and imprisonment is, you know, it's really something that we hope we never have to do, but is there in case that someone would not heed our warnings.
Violators face up to 6 months in jail or a $500 fine. Rivera says the city passed the new ordinance a few weeks ago after lifeguards called him to the beach to witness repeated rescues on a red flag day.
This was the fourth time they had gone in the water, and they pull out a gentleman in his 40s with a son, I assume, or a young man that was about 15 or 16. After much struggle, they pull him out on shore, and without saying thank you or anything, they just walked off.
Beachgoers had mixed reaction to the new law. Matt Foster from Birmingham thinks it's a good idea.
Makes sense to me. I think you get in there, you know, with the red flag, you're putting other people in danger if they have to go in after you.
But others don't like the idea of the city telling them to get out of the water when they've paid to be there on vacation.
It would bother me.
Louisiana tourist Wayne Barmore.
Seems like if you're paying the tax, you ought to do whatever you want to do in the water, you know.
So far, the law is untested. The Gulf of Mexico has been calm ever since the city passed the new beach safety ordinance. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Orange Beach, Alabama.